You're listening to A Prisity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 11, In His Voice.
Mom, is Chris coming over today?
Levi asked after school on Monday. No, Levi, Chris isn't coming over anymore, Stephanie replied.
Why not? I liked him. He's cool,
Levi exclaimed. Yep, he was. Stephanie had to leave the room. She didn't want to talk about it anymore. She walked into the kitchen. Trey was sitting at the table.
Mom, do you think Chris will help me with my algebra homework again?
Stephanie growled, No, Chris isn't coming over anymore.
Geez, sorry, I didn't know,
Trey said defensively.
He's not!
Emery whined.
Aw, why not?
Stephanie took a deep breath. I'm sorry, Trey, I didn't mean to snap. I'm just stressed. Emery, Chris is not coming over anymore because his mom is back in town and he doesn't need us to watch his kids anymore. That's it. She didn't mean to add, that's it, at the end. She was trying to convince herself that was the only reason he wasn't coming around anymore. She kept replaying the scenes in her head of losing it with her kids when Chris was watching, and the times when she was really pushy about things. She scared him away for sure. She forced herself to stop thinking about Chris and pulled out her physics notes for some last-minute studying. The notes played in her head in Chris's voice.
In Newton's universal law of gravitation, every body attracts every other body with a force that is directly proportional to the product of the masses of the two bodies and inversely proportional to the square of the distance separating them.
Christopher Harris Taylor, she reminded herself. She wondered if he was a troublemaker when he was younger. He was blonde as a kid. He must have been a cute kid. She imagined he looked a bit like Caden. Ugh, focus, she yelled at herself in her head. Stephanie had the kids do homework early. She fed them dinner and then got them situated in front of a movie before grabbing her backpack and heading out the door. As she walked from her car to the building, Stephanie kept thinking of moments with Chris. Going to the aquarium, giving him a massage, singing him happy birthday, him fixing the dishwasher and getting so flustered when Matthew swore, singing Caden a bedtime song together, the way he looked in Jason's shirt. Ugh, stop it! She shouted in her head as she opened the door to the building and started walking down the hall. Then her brain did something really mean. It started flooding with memories of Jason. Don't you dare cry, she screamed at herself silently. Her heart ached so much. She let out a pained, ugh. Then she quickly looked around to see if there was anyone near enough to have heard it. There wasn't. She got to the classroom door and paused to take a deep breath. When she walked in, Chris glanced up briefly, then quickly looked away. Even though Stephanie wished she wouldn't, she couldn't help but think that Chris looked handsome. She found a seat near the back and sat down. After a moment, Chris stood up in front of the class. In his teacher voice, he made a few announcements about an upcoming assignment. It was clear he was avoiding looking at Stephanie.
I'll have tests graded and scores put in by next Monday. If you want your tests back, I will hold on to them to the end of next week.
He began to pass out the tests. Stephanie watched as he looked at each student when he handed them the papers. When he got to Stephanie, he did not look at her. Stephanie noticed that he was wearing his ring. Focus, she told herself. She read the first problem. She tried not to, but she heard the words in Chris's voice.
A huge rotating cloud of particles in space gravitate together to form an increasingly dense ball. As it shrinks in size, the cloud will do which of the following?
The room was quiet. The only noise was the faint sound of pencils scratching on paper. When Stephanie got to a question she couldn't remember how to do, she saw Chris in her mind scowling at her. She shut her eyes and tried to push the image from her head. In her frustration, she accidentally breathed out loudly. She glanced up and saw Chris looking at her. He must have heard her sigh, but he quickly looked away. Stephanie went on to the next problem. Several students finished, carried their tests to the front of the room, and then left. Stephanie still had several problems to do. One by one, she worked through them. She was working so much slower than on the last test. She glanced at the clock. It was almost time to be done, so she rushed to finish the last two problems. She stared at the last page of the test for a moment. Then she quickly wrote, I miss Mar, under the last problem, before flipping back to the first page. She wasn't sure why she had done it, and she knew she would probably regret it. But But before she could change her mind, she stood up and walked to the front of the room and handed her test to Chris. He finally made eye contact with her, clenching his teeth. His piercing eyes gave her a little electric shock. He took the test and looked back down. As she started walking back to her seat, her emotions started leaking out through her eyes. She quickly wiped a tear before putting her pencil in her backpack, picking it up and putting it on. She hoped Chris had not noticed that she had started crying, but as she turned to leave, she saw that he had been watching her. She wiped another tear and quickly left, careful not to look at him again. Stephanie didn't go to class the rest of the week. Every time she listened to Chris's lectures, it made her heart ache. She turned it to 2x speed to get it over with quicker. It was a really hard week. Stephanie tried to be patient with the kids, but they just kept driving her crazy. The next Monday, she went back and forth about whether or not she would go to class. She wanted to get her test back, but only because she wanted to see if Chris responded to her comment on the last page. He's probably really mad about it, she thought. She imagined all the possible responses to her statement. Most of them would make her cry. Most likely, he'd just ignore it. That would probably be just as bad. I guess that would be the end of it then, she thought. She decided she did not want to see what he said. She would not go to class the rest of the week. Then he would throw the test away, and she would never have to see it. She was determined. At the last second, though, she changed her mind. She didn't even mean to. Charlotte asked her if she was going to class, and she just said yes. Then she made sandwiches for the kids, put them in front of the TV to eat them, and left. As she drove the 15 minutes to the college, she kept telling herself to turn around. She walked through the parking lot and down the hall, all the while saying in her head, "Go back home. Put your kids to bed and move on with your life." She didn't listen. She reached the door to the classroom. She put her hand on the handle but froze. Then she started to turn around, but someone from the class, a young student in his early 20s, came up behind her and opened the door. He held the door open for her to walk in, but she just stood there.
"You okay?"
he asked. Stephanie glanced through the door and saw Chris watching their interaction. Yeah, Stephanie muttered. She walked in and sat in the very back row in the far corner. She did not look up. She couldn't bear to meet Chris's eyes again and didn't want to see him avoiding her gaze either. She just stared at her notes. Chris got up and started right into chapter 11. Someone raised their hand.
"Yes?"
Chris pointed to them.
"Are we getting our tests back today?"
the student asked.
"Yes, sir. I will pass them back at the end of class."
He always passed the tests back at the beginning. It made Stephanie nervous that he had changed his routine. 5 minutes to the end of class, Stephanie's phone started vibrating in her pocket. She pulled it out and glanced at it. It was Trey's number. He knew not to call her during class, so guessing something might be wrong, she got up and walked out into the hall. "Hello," she quietly answered the phone. It was Emery.
"Mom, when are you coming home?"
she whined. "Half an hour. Is there anything wrong?" Stephanie said shortly.
"No, but Trey's being mean. He said I couldn't have a popsicle."
"Emery, you don't need a popsicle. Just go watch your movie and don't call me when I'm in class." Emery started to cry.
"It's not my fault. I thought your class was over. Trey said it was over now."
Stephanie rubbed her eyes. "No, I have 5 more minutes. Can you hold on that long, please?"
"It's not my fault."
"Emery, it's okay. Just relax. I'm not mad, but I'm going back to class now, okay?"
"Okay,"
Emery sniffled. The door to the classroom opened and the students started to pile out. Stephanie had to wait until they had all left before she could go back into the room. She went to her seat and put her notebook and pencil in her backpack. She was aware that Chris was walking to the back of the class where she was, but she didn't look up. Suddenly, her test landed on the table in front of her, with Chris's hand on top of it. He held his hand there for a moment. Is that his left hand? Stephanie thought. It did not have a ring on it. She tried to decide which hand it was, but was having a hard time in her flustered state. He took his hand off and put both his hands in his pockets. Stephanie finally looked up at him. "Thanks," she muttered. He just nodded. She grabbed the test and shoved it into her backpack. "Sorry about walking out the last 5 minutes."
"You're fine. You have kids. I get it."
She looked at him for a moment, then she grabbed her backpack and walked out. She nearly ran to her van. As she climbed in, her phone rang. Jason's name and picture showed up on the screen. It was the kids. Jason's old phone had become a kid phone. "Hello," she said.
Mom, is your class over yet?
Levi asked. Yes, I'm on my way now. Get ready for bed. I'll be home in 15 minutes. Stephanie started to hang up.
Okay, but Mom...
Levi said. What?
Can I have ice cream?
No, you don't need ice cream right before bed.
Okay, but Mom...
What? Stephanie groaned.
Can I play Mario?
No, get ready for bed. I'll be home soon.
Okay, but Mom...
Okay, bye, Stephanie said. She hung up. She opened her backpack and pulled out her test. She looked at the score first. She got 92%. There goes my perfect 100, she thought. She didn't care. She flipped to the last page. There were her words, I miss Mar. Underneath, Chris had written,
Just Mar?
Stephanie smiled and took a breath of relief. Was he suggesting that he hoped she missed him too? Or was he just being funny? Or maybe he didn't think anything of it. She rubbed her eyes. What now? She wondered. She pulled out her phone and opened her messages to Chris. She forced herself not to overthink and started texting. I actually really miss Caden, too. She hit send. Okay, maybe I miss you a little, too. Send. No, actually, I miss you a lot. She hesitated for just a moment, then forced herself to hit send. Suddenly, Stephanie remembered Chris was teaching a class right now. She texted, I'm sorry if I'm being distracting. I forgot you're teaching right now. Send. Stephanie, you idiot, she thought. Leave him alone. You're being obnoxious. She didn't have too long to beat herself up about it as her phone then rang. It was Charlotte's number. Hello? Charlotte only had a watch, so it was always on speakerphone, and Stephanie could hear yelling and crying in the background.
Mom, Levi's punching people. When are you going to come home?
I'm on my way now. Just turn on a show. I'll be there as soon as I can, Stephanie said. Once Stephanie was home, it took an hour and a half to get everyone settled down and into bed. She was exhausted by the time she finally sat down to eat her dinner alone. Her phone buzzed. Her heart started to race as she took it out and looked at it. There was one new message from Chris. It read,
First, yes, it was very distracting. I'm glad you will not be watching that lecture recording because I made an idiot of myself after reading your messages.
Oh no, Stephanie felt terrible. I'm sorry, she texted. Three little dots at the bottom of the thread indicated that Chris was already typing again.
Second, Amara misses you. She keeps asking for, quote, mommy.
Stephanie started to tear up as another message came through.
It's okay. Serves me right for checking my phone during class.
Chris started typing again.
Third, Caden really misses you too. He says I don't sing his bedtime song right.
Once more, the three little dots bounced at the bottom of the message thread. Stephanie waited. Chris must have stopped typing because the dots went away. She sat and stared at her phone. Finally, after a long minute, he started typing again. Then a new message came up.
Fourth, I miss you too.
Stephanie's heart burned and her eyes watered, but it was a good feeling. It was like the rays of sun on her face after a long winter. So what are we going to do about it? She texted. There was another long pause.
Let me get back to you about that.
Wait, seriously? Stephanie thought. Okay, when should I plan to hear back from you? Stephanie texted.
I will try to let you know by Thursday afternoon,
Chris replied. Ugh, how like a teacher, Stephanie thought. She took a deep breath and tossed her phone onto the bed in frustration. Ugh, she groaned.